The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. To find an independent agent near you, visit autoowners.com. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. We've all heard plenty about global warming, but there's another factor to climate change that I bet you haven't heard about. Global slowing.
Because of climate change, it is less of a temperature difference between the Arctic and the rest of the Northern Hemisphere, and that makes the jet stream weaker. A weaker jet stream means that weather can essentially get stuck.
It's always something. More after this from Charlie. Our latest episode of extreme weather here in the U.S. ended up flooding a huge portion of the Southern Plains, killing 30 people and destroying thousands of homes. On the other side of the world, there was an extraordinary heat wave that killed well over 2,000 in India. And according to climate scientists, they were both caused by the same thing. A paper published by researchers from Rutgers says that climate change has slowed down the jet stream. Climatologist Dave Robinson.
Everything slows, and with it, weather patterns persist over areas for longer periods of time that could make a wet situation dangerously wet. It could make a heat wave dangerously long.
The jet stream flows from west to east. That's why flying from the west coast to the east coast is faster than flying back. But with a slower jet stream, the storms in Texas and Oklahoma stayed there instead of moving east. CBS's Chris Van Cleve talked with Chris Ficarro of the National Weather Service.
May was such an unusual weather month. What happened?
Nature hit pause. We even can see this in the winter months in the Northeast, where you'll have, like in the Boston area, where we had repeated snowstorms over a short period of time.
The good news is that the jet stream seems to have recovered now. The damage to the Southern Plains will take a little longer. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.